T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I'm very happy that they won last night, because I think that gives the Steelers a better chance of winning this weekend than had they lost. That's a big deal. That's number one. But I want to remind y'all about this with Drew Brees. Over the last 4 games, he hasn't thrown for over 203 yards. In 2 of those games, he hasn't even thrown for 200 yards. That's a problem for me.
Listen to the Morning Show Friday for a chance to win a signed Bill Mazeroski baseball, thanks to Total Sports Enterprises at the Mall at Robinson. Surprise, Stephen A. Smith didn't think the Saints quarterback was Archie Manning.
I was going to say, where was the Billy Joe Tolliver and Dalton Hilliard references? I mean, seriously. I'm trying to think, like, who else on
this? This just in, Stephen A. likes their chances because Billy Joe Hobert is starting in court.
All right, you got to stop swilling on the edge. You've got to stop Pat Swilling. He should not be allowed to
Bobby
come back.
Bobby Hebert,
Billy Joe Tolliver, Dalton Hilliard, the late Ironhead Hayward. They had Sam Mills down there, I think.
Heath Shuler is starting at quarterback for the Saints this weekend.
I'm just trying to run through all the guys in Tecmo Bowl who are on that team. Dalton Hilliard was the one I always knew about. Brad Muster, I think, was one of their fullbacks for a while.
Man, they had some lean years down there. Michael Haynes at wide receiver.
Do you know what? They are, in my opinion, the best fans in maybe in all of professional sports. That is a genuine, like, I know Steelers fans think that they are rabid, and they largely are. When I've gone down there, because a buddy of mine lives in New Orleans, and we've gone down to visit, you got married down there, I just think that's on a different level, man. Because it is the team. With what happened with Katrina, there is a genuine love affair with that team because they sucked for so long, too. Paper bag fans.
Do you remember my legitimate attempt to try to go to the Saints game the day after my wedding?
Yes, I do. It was a serious push that you made. I remember me, you, and Danny Parkins, one of your buddies, all we were caring about was the Canelo Triple G fight.
Yeah.
A bunch
I also
people...
remember going to Archie Manning's bar and watching Pitt get smoked by Oklahoma State by 40
I think
points.
That was the day Kevin Colbert resolved he was going to draft Rudolph and James Washington.
You showed up late for that lunch, and by the time you sat down, I think Pitt was already down 4 touchdowns.
Yeah,
correct.
28-0. That was a fun time. Do you think that how many teams do you think go down there and play poorly in that dome, not just because New Orleans is so good, but because some of the younger players on the team go out and party? It has to be a factor, doesn't it?
I think you're right.
Has to be. You go down there, you can't help
but
go to
Bourbon
Street.
I'll tell you what, I heard some things about the Steelers when they lost in Miami a couple of years ago when Ajayi went for 200 yards and Lawrence Timmons was throwing up in the end zone.
Yeah. Maybe not
you
just
play a
heat,
1 o'clock game in Miami the day, I'm just saying.
You'd prefer it to be a Monday, Sunday night affair.
I'm not going to name any names, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty reasonable thing.
Now, there's a lot more on the line in this game than there was back then. So I think that's a factor.
If the Steelers, so can I flip something? From your opening discussion, it was, you know, if they go down there and play competitively, it's a good thing to see. Although we've established that if the Ravens win the day before, you have to throw that notion out the window. If they go down there and actually win, Andrew, and I know you think that they are not going to even stay close most likely right
yes.
now. If they were to go down there and deliver some sort of both sides of the ball command performance, would you take them very seriously suddenly as a Super Bowl contender?
I would.
Like, is that the ceiling for a performance here? If they go down and kick ass, you'd be like, wait a minute.
I think it might mean more to the fans to beat New England because of all of the nightmares and the horrible memories and the way that seeing the Patriots triggers all of that crap.
But beating the Saints is beating a better team.
Yes. And in terms of what it would do for this season... Beating New Orleans there, that would be one of the best wins in the NFL this season by any team. How many can you think of that would be better than that?
Dallas's win against New Orleans, even though it was at home, I still thought was a stunning victory.
The Chiefs haven't lost at home this year.
Baltimore beating the Chiefs would have been a great win.
The Chargers lost to Denver at home, but... Do they really have a home field advantage? No, they don't.
No, that's a terrible home field. No, it would arguably be the best win in the league.
The Rams getting beat at home by the Eagles is up there because...
But, But
it's
Goff
Nick
was
Foles. But they had lost the week before, so you already started to see.
You can poke holes in a lot of these great wins. The Steelers against New England was a very good win for the fans, but I don't know how surprised people were
and
by
I
the
think
actual
New
w.
Orleans gets a mulligan in week one.
That was just a bizarre game.
Right.
If Cleveland had gone down there and beaten them, that would be huge. You know why it would also be huge, though? If Baltimore were to lose and then the Steelers somehow pull off a win, you can rest. You get a week off. Get your guys healthy because the division's over by then.
One of the things I didn't agree with, other than it's fun to play Stephen A because he's just getting absolutely lambasted for getting like just facts that even the most...
He had an old fact sheet, let's be honest.
Even the laziest sports commentator who's making millions of dollars, you would expect him to get
correct
the simple things right.
Correct.
But his kind of... I'm going to put my fan hat on here and say this as a Steelers fan. If the Saints had lost last night, they would have gone into this game ticked off. I don't buy that. I wasn't... At no point did it occur to me while watching that game last night, if the Panthers win, this is bad for the Steelers. Because now they're going to come into this game on Sunday with... I don't know what
a chip
bad
on their
attitude.
Shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
The Patriots lost to the Dolphins, and there's actual numbers to back up that that might be a better cause to get worried, and it didn't matter because the Steelers actually delivered a great performance. I don't know. One of the things I did last night because I was up with the kid, me and LT were just wandering around the living room, was sit and watch the NFL Network post with James Jones and Mike Robinson and Reggie Wayne, and I also watched all the press conferences. You know what Sean Payton looked like to me? A guy that wasn't he was congratulatory in tone to his team, but he also sounded like a guy that wasn't really that satisfied with his team either. So the net effect was of a head coach that knows they've got a lot of work to do and that they've got a considerably better team to deal with this week than the Panthers. Like I didn't get the sense that there was a, oh, well, we won. The only time it felt like he was resting on his laurels was when he was like really praising his defense, but his defense was great. How could you not? It was the same thing Tomlin basically said after the New England game. Like, we're proud of the fact that we played well.
So how about we put up a Twitter poll at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Sharky Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, asking the simple question, expectations for Steelers-Saints, three choices, Steelers pull upset, Steelers lose close game, Steelers get blown out. So two out of those three options is a Steelers loss.
Where's the Steelers blowout, Pony? They could turn the tables.
The leader right now is Steelers pull upset at 47%. So 53% of our audience think that the Saints will win the game. But they're looking at this as a coin flip game, and I just don't. So if you think this is a coin flip game, is that because your confidence in the Steelers has grown, or you just don't think the Saints are that good?
I actually think it's a coin flip game, and this is gonna, you know what? I'll tell you next why I think this is a coin flip game.
Great.
My reasoning is going to stun people. How about that?
Go.
How about them apples? You're not going to believe what you hear from old Mulsey.
Also, an update on what Chris is wearing coming up next, because let me just say this. I'm happy we don't have a live streaming feed of the show today.
I'm not. If we did, we'd both be making more money if it was on TV. How about AT&T Sportsnet? Maybe a Pony PM team, maybe? Put a camera on Craig watching Craig's parlays? Craig's got his green visor on? Oh, you're...
AT&T Sportsnet can't handle this, my friend.
Twisted Steel and sex appeal in this room.
This is just too much.
Whose looks do you think would get mocked the most if people actually saw us in real time? I think I would. I have a horrible-looking hairline and forehead combination going
on. What is this now? You want me to start, like,
no,
pointing
not
out defects in both of us? I'm not going to do that, Chris. I think...
We're perfect just the way we are.
I think you're putting yourself down, and you don't need to do that right now.
Look at Craig. You know who should be put down is the guy with the headphones around his neck
Craig
like he's in a production studio.
Came in here
studio
during a break and said 84% of the action is on Texas A&M, and that's all I needed to know about his mindset
if
for
you,
today's show.
Listen, if you are calling into the show and you want Craig to take your call seriously—
Give him betting advice.
No. Here's what you do. There's like three code words, like open sesame kind of thing that you say to him. Say, Craig, five-team parlay, and you'll immediately have his attention.
Here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to happen right now. I want you to fill up the lines right now Betting advice for Craig. We will take three calls next segment. I want you to give this novice bettor,
your best
bet. Just got into sports betting.
Could be an over-under.
I want you to give this man next your best betting advice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.